Well, hey, welcome to 5 Minute Geek Show, episode 7. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E, 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. And we're finally in iTunes.
Woo!
And all those links are going to be on the website. So just go to the website, which we moved to Sculpin this week, which we'll talk about another time. But remember, single site generators or static site generators before. Sculpin's one of those. Move to it. Way to go. Like it. Okay, so kind of complicated stuff. And making the intro shorter doesn't give me any more time in my 5 minutes, but I feel like I want to make it short just so my mental capacity can really be devoted towards this very complicated topic fitting into 5 minutes. Continuous integration, continuous deployment, continuous delivery. You've probably heard of these things before, but if you haven't, no worries, we're going to go over it. So basically, the concept here, the core of these things is taking your code, and every single time you do a commit or whatever, you push it up to your central repository, which is probably going to be Git on GitHub. And it gets sent to some external service, which is going to run all your automated tests. It's going to maybe run some code quality analysis or whatever. And then it's going to spit back a result to GitHub. And it's going to say, yes, all your tests went green and whatever other checks are running are green, or they're red. And green means you're good to go, and red means you're not good to go. The most commonplace thing is just running unit tests, but sometimes there's other things. And usually you're wanting to build it in a production-like environment, meaning it's going to be building and testing in as close of an environment as possible to what the actual production website looks like. That's the basics, okay? So first of all, some of the benefits are really clear. You always know the moment you push anything up to GitHub or the moment you do a pull request or whatever you have your hook set to, you always know if your tests are passing or failing. And that little green icon down at the bottom of every single your pull requests or whatever, that's going to tell you, yes, you're clean or no, you're not clean. Now, of course, if your tests aren't good and your tests aren't covering everything, well, that's going to be a problem. But that kind of gives you the mentality and the kind of the mindset that, like, man, it's really valuable for me to make sure that tests being green means ready to push my code live, because then I can just say, as long as it's green, I'm done. This especially helps in a larger development team because, for example, and this is actually really valuable, if you go to ThoughtWorks, I'm going to link to this article, but there's a ThoughtWorks article kind of talking about the basis of continuous integration. One of the things they say is that the responsibility for a team member is check in your code frequently, don't check in, you know, broken or untested code, and don't go home after checking in your code until the system builds and all your code is green, which basically means you can trust that every single time somebody commits this code, everybody else can trust that the code is good and it's not going to break. So there's this really good sense of knowing that what I just committed is either going to work or not going to work based on these code things. So there's a few terms that we want to talk about that are kind of the basics of this. I don't know if I have these terms totally right, so I'd love for someone who knows more to tell me a little bit about it, but this is what I have so far. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Continuous integration is this general mindset that you're going to be doing this process in general in some way, shape, or form like we're talking about here. And I'm really relying on ThoughtWorks to kind of describe to me what that is. And so I'm just going to go through the list of practices that they list when they're talking about continuous integration. Number one, maintain a single source repository. So we're talking GitHub probably for us. Number two, automate the build so that a computer can actually run your building and testing. Number three, make your build self-testing. That's the computer doing it. Number four, every commit should build on an integration machine. Again, we're just talking about a machine being able to build everything and then actually doing it for all of them. Number five, keep the build fast. If you have to wait 45 minutes for this build and to happen and your test to run, then it's going to really get in the way of your process. Number six, test in a clone of the production environment, because if you test it in one environment and it totally works and then you push it to prod and then it breaks, it's not really any good to you. Number seven, make it easy for anyone to get the latest executable. Well, we're not working in that world, but basically the latest deployable code. Number eight, everyone can see what's happening so that everyone can know whether something broke or not. Number nine, automate deployment. Now, let's pause on that one, automate deployment, but cool. So that's the basics of continuous integration. So continuous integration is basically just saying, check in your code, some machine runnable thing, which does build and test, get the information back. Do it on a regular basis. Cool. The other two pieces that are talked about less are continuous delivery and continuous deployment. I don't have a ton of time, but basically to me, continuous delivery is not only do you check it in regularly, but you never have a version of your central code that is not ready to deploy to prod right now. Every time you have any code, it should be deployable to prod. And continuous deployment says not only should every build be ready to go, but actually the moment it turns green, have a machine-run system that says, okay, now push it to prod. So those are your three different spaces. And there's a lot of different ways to do this online. When we were working in Rails, we worked with CircleCI and one other one I can't remember the name of. And now that we're doing more PHP stuff, we've got Scrutinizer. which is a little more kind of like small fly-by-night kind of thing. And then we've got Codeship, which is like a bigger, more beautiful, more elegant version. But basically what these things end up doing is just what I described. I do a pull request against the code base, and it spits it up to Codeship, and Codeship has all my configuration settings, so it knows that I want it to run at PHP 5.5, and this is what the path is for the tests and all that kind of stuff. It runs them, it spits back a result to GitHub, and so GitHub will actually, on that pull request, have a little spinner until it's done, and it says, red, tests failed, click here for a link. I go to Codeship, and it shows me the whole thing of what, you know, their little virtual server that they spun up, and what tests it ran, and where it failed, and I say, I'll fix it, I fix it, I push up to my pull request again, it runs the tests again, and then finally we get a result. And so that's really fantastic. And if I wanted, I could also say when it turns green, push it out to my production server, push it out to my staging server, whatever. I'm out of time. 5 minutes is such a short period of time. I want to hear your thoughts on Scrutinizer, on Codeship, on CI, on continuous delivery, on continuous deployment. But to me, the more we can move in this direction, the better it is going to be for us for our continuous, you know, everything. I have so many more opinions, but I'm out of time, and I constrained myself by naming this the 5 Minute Geek Show, so I kind of did this to myself. And by kind of, I mean I entirely did this to myself. So that's it. Theme shows. Or theme song. Theme songs. Theme songs. 5 Minute Geek Show. It's the best show that's named 5 Minute Geek Show. That's all I got because it's a 5 Minute Geek Show. And I've already been singing for way too long. 5 Minute Geek Show.